The thing about my job is that someone is always screaming. When I pushed open the green room door for Saturday's pre-shift notes, it was to a full-on face blast of Loretta's howls, blaring through her closed office door. The cast was scattered around the room in unusually quiet clusters. I made my way to the couch and plopped down, sinking way too deep into the worn cushion. Josie, who was perched as usual on the arm next to me, gave a sullen nod, barely taking her eyes off Ollie. He darted back and forth between groups, barking instructions and making notes, checking his phone every 2 seconds, which, judging by his wild eyes and grinding teeth, did nothing to make whatever replies he waited for appear. "Everything okay?" "This is already bad," she muttered. "Chet's a no-show and Seth's in there getting his ass chewed."
"How is that different from any other night?" "Because Loretta was losing her mind before any of us got here," Mickey said, sidling up to lean against the wall at Josie's side. "She was yelling when I clocked in an hour ago, and she's still going. So, unless you want..."
He swallowed the rest of his words as the office door banged open. Loretta swanned through it as if on wheels. Her eyes were wide, and her cheeks were red. Her mouth was an overdone smile, ringed in hot pink lipstick.
"Oh good, everyone's here. Let's get started now."
Her eyes roamed the room, landing firmly on my dumb grin.
"Davis, are you a little cleaner and a lot less fragrant?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Excellent, dear. I hope you thanked your poor mother for taking the hit for us all."
"Oh, I did it myself. She's out of town."
"What, you mean gone? You're home alone, sweetie?"
"It's fine."
I shifted in my seat, ignoring the muffled chuckles turned coughs bubbling up around the room.
"It's only for a couple weeks."
"And you did your own laundry? Well, what a nice young man you are. I'm impressed." "The low bar of basic hygiene,"
Josie scoffed as Loretta moved on to the Swampland Cannibals group.
"Very impressive indeed."
"Maybe he'll save you a load next time, Jojo,"
Mickey Stage whispered. Josie threw an elbow into his side, cackling along with him as my face caught fire at the innuendo. There was literally no limit when the two of them got started.
"He should be so lucky."
Her voice went low and creaky, like a witch reeling me toward her house of sweets.
"Better watch out, Dave. All alone in that big empty house. Anything could happen. If you slip and fall, if someone steals you away or cuts your throat in the dark of night, no one would know until it was too late to save you."
"Whatever," I yawned. "If I go missing, you assholes can just assume I quit, like everyone smarter than us already has."
"Yeah, about that."
Ollie appeared behind Josie, Loretta's clipboard jutting from his white-knuckled grip.
"Joe, we need you in Vamp tonight. Bethany's a no-show."
"Are you kidding me? She quit too?"
"Bethany Blake has left the building? What a tragedy."
Our heads turned in the direction of the chintz love seat, already well aware who was at the other end of those words. Maggie from Murder Circus, prepping the set of stilts lying across her knees. Her and Bethany's mutual hatred predated their time as co-workers. It was less a secret and more a workplace fixture.